I want to share with you my top tips for approaching guilt. Number one, don't just let it sit there. See it as a red flag there to prompt you, not to shame you. Ask yourself, is this guilt, is it justified? Have I done something wrong? Do I need to apologize for something? Do I need to change something? Or is it unjustified? And am I cross with myself? Am I putting myself in prison, essentially, for something that I have not done wrong? So determine what kind of guilt it is. And then apply this technique. ACT. A-C-T. This works for all kinds of guilt. So the A is address. What is that guilt? What are you feeling guilty about? I'm feeling guilty about the fact that I had postnatal depression and I struggled with dealing with my toddler when I had a newborn. So that's what I'm feeling guilty about. C, for compassion. Now, guilt will keep us stuck unless we pour some compassion into it. Now, I don't care what you've done. I don't care how bad a person you think you are, but you are deserving of compassion. Compassion is going to be the balm to unstick this, to take that guilt rock out of your stomach. So how might you bring compassion into the situation? For me, around the postnatal depression, it might be reminding myself that that wasn't my fault. That time was hard. Of course I couldn't be myself. Of course I couldn't be bubbly for my toddler when I was so sleep deprived. It might help to think how you would respond to a friend if they said they felt guilty about the same things, because sometimes we find it so much easier to offer someone else compassion than we do for ourselves. So if you're struggling to think about how you might bring compassion into your situation, think about what you would say to a friend. And then the T is tweak. If guilt is there to prompt you and not to shame you, what is it prompting you to do? So for me, with the guilt that I felt around the postnatal depression, perhaps I need to speak to a friend more about that. Perhaps I need to process a little bit more about what that time was like for me, how it impacted me. Perhaps that is my tweak. And to apply this technique to justified guilt, to a guilt that perhaps is prompting me to change something, perhaps maybe I could have done something slightly differently, I'm going to think about screen time for my kids. So perhaps the guilt, the A, the addressing the guilt is, I feel guilty that my kids have been on their iPads for too long. So the C, the compassion. How might I bring compassion into that justified guilt that's there to prompt me? I might say, well, Anna, you've just been juggling so much recently. So much has been going on. The work, the home life, we've had a global pandemic. There has been a lot going on, and it's understandable that we're going to be reaching for different things to keep people happy. So that's a way of bringing compassion. So what might the tweak be? The tweak might be that I decide I'm going to put some boundaries around how much they're on there. The tweak might be that I set a timer on my phone so that I can go every few moments and interact with them or ask them what they're up to or maybe read a story. So that tweak is there to move you out of that place of guilt. So once you've gone through that ACT process with the guilt that you're feeling, if you feel that guilt rise up again, just remind yourself that you've gone through that process. Maybe remind yourself of some of those words of compassion. Maybe ask yourself whether you've been putting that tweak into action. Perhaps that's why it's still there, why it's still a little bit stuck. It can be so easy when you've addressed guilt to be frustrated with yourself when you feel it come back up. But remember, guilt is often, it's often automatic. It's that first thought that just comes into our mind uninterrupted. It's quite habit driven. You cannot control that, but you can decide to address it. You can decide to apply that compassion and use some of those techniques to remind yourself that that guilt does not need to sit with you and stay with you, shaming you and criticizing you. You deserve far more than that. So when we address that justified guilt, that guilt that comes because actually maybe we could have done something a bit better or with more thought, it's important to remember that addressing it isn't saying that what we've done is okay. It's just choosing to find a way forward through it. It's just choosing not to stay stuck in that, to let it motivate us to change and address things Now, finally, if there is something that you're feeling guilty about, whether it's justified or unjustified, and you just can't shift it, and it's got volume and it just won't seem to go away, then I encourage you to speak it through, chat it through with a friend, a family member, or maybe even a therapist to help you untangle that a little bit. Perhaps they can bring in the compassion that you need.